The Morning Rush podcast is brought to you by Bud Light. Stock up with Bud Light for game days and check out Budweiser's limited edition Freedom Reserve. Please drink responsibly.
They're going to run and get that boot.
This game's still alive and the Hawks have a first down.
Who wants to talk football?
It's Ronnie Wingo, number 20. Touchdown, Arkansas.
They talked the bar.
This is the Bud Light Morning Rush podcast.
Tell you what, tonight, if you're braving the elements to get out for playoff football around the state, it's going to be a little nippy out there. Mm-hmm. I was talking to several guys that are headed out today to set up camp for deer camp. Modern gun season opens daylight in the morning, and they're not looking forward to some of these 20-degree temperatures overnight.
Can't imagine.
Double up on the sleeping bag, boys.
Good grief. So, yeah, I'm just looking at it right here. And it looks like the kickoff temperature will be in the upper 30s. So not quite freezing cold, but still pretty cold.
I mean, it's just tough when you're sitting there. You don't get move around, get the blood pumping, you know.
That's what fireball's for, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's I feel like there's probably going to be a few people drinking.
No, I don't scoff at that. I don't think that most will smuggle that into the stadium.
Yeah. Well,
it's our petition.
Yeah. Our petitions are working, apparently. So let's just let everybody know. Yeah. If you ever want a petition, if you ever want anything done, just let us know. Well, we'll start it up.
Get us involved.
And I'd say we're batting 1,000 there on our petitions. But no, I was looking at it, and even on Monday, you have a little snowflake emoji there on the weather app for Apple. So
for Northwest Arkansas?
For Northwest Arkansas. Yeah, Northwest Arkansas. River Valley still going to be pretty frigid on Monday, too, but no chances of snow there. So it's going to be a cold one, but it's going to be a great game. It's kind of a reminder, though. I don't think it'll be to the same level. But
do we need a bread and milk alert?
No, we don't need to go to that route just yet.
Yeah, but all Garrett Lewis has to say, he's the big weatherman over here. All you have to say is something about a snowflake, and then...
I bet say you can't even go to the grocery store and get any of the basic essentials because it'll be nuts.
How do snow days work here at ESPN Arkansas? Is it like school?
What's our snow policy here, Tommy?
We come in and we do the radio show. That's what the snow policy is. Because if not, here's what you got.
We got national.
Didn't quite work that way on the network, son.
Yeah.
Or you can take an unpaid day off. Either way, it's up to you.
I'll persevere through the cold.
Amazing. But say you.
My dad always used to tell me, son, you'll find out who's hourly and who's on salary on the days that it snows.
Oh, I bet. I bet. But plus, you live close enough. You could
there's
walk,
no reason. So what will happen is you'll come in and run the board, and John and I will
get on the comrades.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
I've got a nice internet plug-in right near the fireplace that will work nicely on those days. Why do you think I hired you, son?
See, y'all are laughing, but I feel like that's legitimately actually going to happen.
Oh, no, that will happen.
Rolls around.
Me
and John's going to come to my house. We're going to sip hot chocolate, sit by the fire while you run the board.
Mm-hmm. Be a great time.
Yeah.
It'll probably be a great show, honestly. Yeah. Maybe one of our better ones.
Some eggs and bacon or something. Biscuit and gravy.
Mm-hmm.
Something to power us through.
Yeah. Maybe a little Bloody Mary in the morning, to get us going. You know,
that's how snow days work around here.
Yeah. So
looking forward to that.
Yeah, well, we got to get some snow here in the River Valley. I heard that it does not really snow here in the River Valley because I haven't even lived here a year. Because in Northwest Arkansas, it was always snowed quite a bit. Even in Little Rock, that small time I lived there, we got some snow. But in the River Valley here, that doesn't snow very much.
Not much. That would be accurate.
Okay. Well. That's good. So we don't have to worry then about missing a show.
That's
because it'll not have that problem.
Yeah, you got no problem. You got your buddy John with a big 4-wheel drive truck to get here. I mean, there's no excuses.
Yep.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
Looks like we're
that's why I bought the truck.
Yeah.
For those snow days that happen.
That's why you live close.
Never. Yep. We'll make it work.
Yeah.
It'll be fun to do a show in the snow.
You're not trying to get out of work, are you?
No, I was just curious about the policy.
We don't do that, remember? We're like the fence man. We're not afraid of any work.
We ain't afraid of no work.
Yeah, that's what we do here.
That's not a policy here. We're afraid of work.
You make
that very clear.
Yeah, that's also true, too. Which, by the way, I have actually people tweeting at me asking me how my CrossFit experience went, Tommy.
People actually tweeted you?
Yeah, about my CrossFit experience.
You believe that, Ty?
Not.
No, I think
moment.
He just made that up.
Hey,
for the
one
radio.
One of them is your co-host, Phil Wilson. He tweeted at me.
I saw a short video. I didn't get to. I wasn't in a place where I could turn the sound up and listen, but it looked like you were about to hack a lung up following some kind of something. There was a short video.
I was not feeling well.
You know, it's one of these little quick, what do y'all call it, vines or something? I don't know what you call it anymore.
Yeah.
It's just a little
short
quick
video. Yeah.
Little quick, it keeps looping.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked like you were near death.
It was not fun. Well, I
you
take that back.
You were hyperventilating. You were foaming at the mouth. You had uncontrollable breathing. It's like you had looked at your bar tab on a Saturday night. I mean, it was unreal. The kind of physical distress you appeared to be in.
Yeah, because, you know, when I turned the ripe old age of 30, I was going to try to give up, you know, feeling that way again.
Right.
You know, because I felt, you know, this is getting into the time of my life where I just want to mail it in. Just relax. Pull the Tommy Kraft. Just enjoy myself and enjoy life and not really have to worry about about strenuous workouts. Because I know you go to the gym, Tommy, but you're a treadmill guy. And on occasion, you'll do some weights, right?
I do weights every day.
Do you? Mm-hmm. I thought you were just a treadmill guy. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, my apologies.
Every day. Come on, let's.
Have you seen those guns? Have you seen Ed Hockley over here? Dude's popping.
Not exactly.
Well, but either way.
What was it? What'd you say? You traded in the guns for a keg?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Probably more like more
Ned,
out of it.
More like Ned Hockley.
Ned Hockley. Yeah. But no, I went there and it was kind of a crazy thing because it was this deck of cards game. Have you heard of this?
I've unfortunately been the victim of this game before.
Yeah.
And you don't know what's coming up and based on the face card.
That's right.
For those that don't know, they take a deck of cards and the number. So if you get what you're hoping is you want the two of diamonds.
Yes, the twos.
The three of hearts. Because when you get that face card, you get the
ace.
The king of spades, it's a bad deal.
Yes, it is.
Because you've now, that's how many reps you got to do of whatever. And usually, it always comes up, I get a king or a queen when we're doing burpees. And there is nothing worse than the burpees.
Yes. Yes. And here is what, because they base it off of what suit the card is. So, for instance, if you have diamonds, you have to do push-ups. Mm-hmm. Or if you get hearts, you got to do lunges. You know, it just...
Lunges and burpees are...
The death. It's death.
I mean, I'm sure that's what ISIS and Al-Qaeda use, right?
I think so. Yeah,
lunges
for training.
And
for training, yeah.
No, for torture.
Oh, yes.
No, when they have you held captive, you are there until...
You go through that.
Until... The U.S. Army Rangers come to your aid doing burpees and doing lunges. Mm-hmm. Car battery, being hooked up to a car battery would be easier.
I agree with that. And what made it even worse, though, Tommy, is as far as the suits go, we didn't have burpees listed. But the coach there was so kind enough that every third minute of the workout, he would yell, turn down the music and yell, yay, burpees, which means we had to do three burpees every third minute.
For those that don't know, a burpee is when you're standing upright, you drop to the ground, and you have to get yourself
back up,
legs, boom, back, I mean, in like like one Mississippi.
If you're ever in football, it's a much more formulated up-down.
Yes.
Essentially.
Mm-hmm.
Where, you know.
A much quicker up-down.
Right, because up-downs, you're mainly just using your legs more than anything, and then your arms to push yourself back up real quick. This is kind of, you jump up in the air after, right. It wasn't a nightmare.
The jumps become a little shorter as the exercise continues.
Yes, exactly.
At least in my case.
Exactly.
Gravity gets stronger, I'm not sure what happens. But.
Something happens that's weird.
So how was the workout? Is this something you will continue, or is this something that you're going to have to say, honey, this is your activity?
Give me through the weekend to decide.
As in you're going back over the weekend?
No, you're going to recover
over the weekend?
The recovery. Because right now I'm not feeling too bad. I mean, I can tell that my body can tell that it's worked out in some capacity that's not used to. The card game at least was easy enough. Easy enough to where I knew what I was doing and how to do those things. So that made it simple enough. But... as far as the going through it all, and it's only 30 minutes, so that was nice, too.
Pretty high intensity.
It's high intensity, yeah.
Did you flip any tires? Did you swing any sledgehammers?
No, nothing. That. See, I felt like that would have been like, okay, if you're going to do it for the Instagram video, that's the one. You know, if you have yourself with a big old sledgehammer and you're sitting there hitting it.
We get some of that done over where I work out. Not a lot. We don't do a lot of cross.
Where's your videos of this?
Well, they...
I'm not on one of these millennials that I have to take a video of every little thing.
But how cool would it be to post a video of you with a sledgehammer hitting something? I mean, is there anything more manly? Maybe if you're like going out in the woods and chopping down a tree, that'd be the only thing that's more manlier. Come on, Tommy. Like,
if you think so, I guess.
But yeah, I mean, because don't you think that would be
cool?
I'm
going to tell you, that's harder than you think, taking a sledgehammer and whacking the tire as fast as you can, as many times as you can, for a minute.
I couldn't. I mean, it looks
fun,
but what you got to watch out
is you don't want the thing to slip off the tire and your shin being about four pieces. And then when you're flipping that tire, you got to be... I wrecked my back one day doing that, and I wasn't right for about a week. I had to go see the chiropractor. You got to be careful doing that tire flipping.
When was the last time you did this?
I kind of retired from some of that about a year ago.
Okay.
You gotta be careful.
Because no offense, Tommy. I just couldn't see you now flipping a tire. Like being one of your workouts.
You wanna go? Go right now.
No, I'm sure you can. Yeah. I'm just saying I did not know that was part of your workout regimen. I thought again.
Oh, it's not anymore.
But even at any
we used
point
to do a bunch of box jumps. Terrible on your knees.
I hate box jumps. Well, thing it reminded me of, it just reminded me, I'm sure, because when you played football, you remember County Fair? Have you ever heard of County Fair during 2-a-days? I mean, that's what this CrossFit thing reminded me of. Just a lot of different stations, a lot of different workouts, really quick, no stopping for a short period of time, and then you're dead for the next few days. So, but either way, that's my update on CrossFit. It was fine. Those of you who were tweeting at me and talking about how, just do it for a couple weeks and you'll love it. No, I don't think so. I think I'll be fine. Sticking to the way I had it before. But I gave it a shot, and that's all that matters. Tommy, if you want to come with me sometime, though.
I'd try it once. Really? I'm not big... I don't... Fearful's not the right word. I'm apprehensive because I know so many people. And I know CrossFit's... It's the perfect fit for some people.
Mm-hmm.
But I know a bunch of people have been hurt doing it. I mean, eventually, because it is so high intense. Eventually, a shoulder, a knee, or something.
Something's going to get.
Because of the way... The routines are set up.
Yeah.
And I just can't afford to be down for a month rehabbing a knee.
Yeah. No, that was my main thing, my main goal last night. It's just not to get hurt.
2 or 3 miles a day on the treadmill and
play
two
it
or
safe.
Three quick circuits, and that's it.
Yeah. Play it safe, man. That's the best way to do it.
I'm just trying to maintain at this point.
That's right.
Maintain the shabby old beat up, run down body I got.
Just stay healthy. And healthy enough to be able to do your job.
I just got to get through basketball season.
Yeah.
And show up here at 5:30 in the morning.
See, now, that's a workout, I bet, is doing basketball season as a referee.
Mm-hmm.
You get plenty of running in that there, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. So, but either way, there's your update for my CrossFit life. And
everybody was wondering.
I know. They were just chomping at the bit, trying to figure it out.
Arkansas's home for the best sports talk. You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast.
Adams with it at the 45. Adams skip it. Adams gets outside. Watch out. Hits the sideline. The Jet. Touchdown, Arkansas.
So it's going to be a fun hour here in the 7 o'clock hour as we welcome in former Razorback defensive lineman Jake Beckett and also some guy named Tyler Wilson. Yep. Jake, really appreciate you coming on the show this morning, man. How you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, anytime. So just obviously you had a great career at Arkansas. You're an Arkansas guy from the state. A lot of people are interested just to know what you've been doing since you haven't been playing in Arkansas. So just give us an overview of what you've been up to, man.
Yeah, well, recently I've kind of been in the woods for the last couple of months. I just finished Army Ranger School, graduated a couple of weeks ago.
Wow.
So really excited to be back to civilization and see some Razorback football this weekend.
I've got a ton of questions just about that that we'll get to over the course of the hour. All right, you and Wilson there have been like best buds since college. How did that come about? Because you played on the defensive side. He was the prima donna on the offensive side that you couldn't touch in practice. So how did y'all become such good friends?
I know how it happened. I'm curious to know what Jake's version of this is.
Well, I mean, Tyler, he's been in my shadow for a number of years. ironically, I hosted him on his official visit to the U of A. I was his host. And so it's gone straight downhill from there.
Yeah. Not to mention, we also... You know, I was scrawny, 175 pounds, soaking wet, walking in the door, right? And we had the X-list table and we had the farm table, which farm guys needed to cut weight. The X-list guys needed to add some weight. And Jake and I were both in the X-list table. So for about 4 years, we sit right next to each other for dinner every single night. In the Miller Room at that point. Mm-hmm. You get to know each other quite a bit when you sit right next to each other for every single dinner at in school. That was kind of along with the official visit and some other stories, I'm sure, that Jake will throw out here over the next hour. But always a good time having back. And as you're back in civilization here in Little Rock this weekend, so. And we'll be headed up to the game after that.
Former Razorback Jake Beckett with us here, along with the rest of the crew on the Morning Rush. So, Jake, you had some time in the NFL. You've went to law school. Now you've graduated part of the U.S. Army Rangers and completed that. What's next for you? I mean, that sounds like a full life right there.
Well, I'm just getting started with my Army career. I just finished Ranger School, as you said. Kind of the next step from here is I have one more training school to complete, which is Airborne School. That'll take place at Fort Benning. That's a three-week course. That's going to start in just after Thanksgiving.
So you're going to jump out of a plane?
Jump out of a plane.
Have you done this before?
I have not. That'll be another first. These parachutes are made for the 160-pound man. They weren't really designed with me in mind, so hopefully there's a soft landing
now, listen,
at the end of it.
You've done a lot. You've seen a lot. You've, as we said, played in the NFL. I mean, you've been to law school at Georgetown. We'll get to that later. I don't care how big and bad you are, how much you can bench press. Jumping out of an airplane will strike fear in any man's heart. You've got to be apprehensive about knowing you're getting ready to spend a month training to jump out of an airplane.
I fully admit I'm very apprehensive. That's probably the most generous way to put it.
Is this something you have that's been on your bucket list? Even if you weren't involved in the Rangers, that you would, hey, let's this weekend go skydiving. Is that something you've ever wanted to do, or is this going to be like out of your box, out of your wheelhouse?
Not in the least, but hey, it's part of the training. It's part of our future mission, so it's something I have to do. Mm.
You've been talking about jumping out of planes though for months. I mean, you've had that. You knew that was what you wanted to do before you even went into Ranger School. I can remember you saying, "I'm going to jump out of planes," and I'm going, "Man, are you crazy? That's the one that everybody's barely putting their hand up in the air to do." And not only that, as you mentioned, 6'5", 230. Yeah. Now you're scaled down a little bit. He's trimmed up, fellas. But you're jumping out of planes. That's incredible.
Well, just obviously there's just so many things that we can get to about your playing career and all that. But just coming back to Arkansas, though, coming back to Little Rock, since you grew up there, I mean, how enjoyable is that for you just to come home for a little bit and see how things have changed or things have not changed?
No, it feels amazing. I got in late last night, and I'm just driving over the bridge and seeing the skyline. Not to get too dramatic, but I love Little Rock. It's my home. Love seeing family. Had a great Beckett contingent down there at my Ranger School graduation, which meant the world to me. And I love Fayetteville. Love to get to see the Hogs play. I don't get to see them play very often anymore, but I take all the chances I can get.
Not that he was changing colors last week, but you were at the Auburn game last week. Is that right?
Yeah, I was. And we had a bye week last week, and I had a free weekend down there. And Fort Benning is about 45 minutes away from Auburn. It's just right across the Georgia line from the Auburn campus. And Mark Robinson, the old director of football ops, is now in the same position at A&M. And I talked to him. And
you got Tim Horton, obviously, at Georgia, at Auburn.
At Auburn. J.B. Grimes and, Coach Malzahn and the rest of them. So I was able to go in there and see some of those guys and watch some college ball. But obviously I'm way more excited about tomorrow.
Wearing red this week.
How much have you gotten to see Arkansas play this year with your training going on with the Army? And what do you think of the team right now and Chad Morris and kind of the state of the program? What's your thoughts?
Yeah, so Ranger School started on August 26th. So, and just for y'all who don't know, there's really no contact with the outside world. No cell phones, no TVs. Really, we're just kind of going off what the instructors tell us. So I really hadn't seen the Hawks play until the Vanderbilt game, which obviously wasn't their best performance. But, it's
Or maybe it was.
Well,
he hadn't seen anything.
Yeah, you hadn't seen the rest of it, so.
But from what I've heard, I mean, they're playing hard. Obviously, it's tough coming in with a Yeah, new coach, new system. The SEC, especially the SEC West, is just as tough as ever. But, I mean, they're building. I've heard good things about Coach Morris and the direction of the program. Coach Caldwell, my old defensive line coach, is back. You know, I love to see guys like him, you know, back in the on the coaching staff. And I think the future is bright.
Here's one of the things that kind of struck me, and we've talked about this on the show, Tommy, about Caldwell. Mm-hmm. And you look at 2019 recruiting and where that stacks up. Arkansas obviously having one of the best off seasons in recruiting in the history of the program. I think depending on what service you look at, it's anywhere from 15 to 19 in the country, and some a little better than that. But John, I mean, I know you probably have some of the numbers in front of you. Defensive line recruits are off the charts this year, and you know, I've on the air verbally admitted that Steve Caldwell's a large portion of why I feel like that's the case, and obviously Jake's got probably a better understanding of Steve Caldwell than a lot of people, you know, that have ever played for.
Yeah, he's a difference maker. I mean, he's a great recruiter. That's probably the main thing I've heard from family and friends since I've gotten back was, I mean, wow, Coach Morris is really getting after it recruiting. I mean, that's for Arkansas to have a top 15, top 20 class is pretty remarkable. So I hope we can keep it up, get some more guys in the program, and you know, hopefully in a couple of years we'll have something special.
Well, Tyler, you brought it up in the 2019 class, which is shaping up to be a great one. There are 8 defensive linemen committed to Arkansas now, and it's amazing because if you think about it, defensive line, as far as the depth for this year, it's not the first thing that pops up into your mind of like, man, you really got to make sure you get a bunch of defensive linemen. But yet I feel like that's also what is very helpful to you to be make you successful in the SEC is having deep, talented trench play, not only on offense, but on defense too.
I mean, that's one of the things Bielema said was one of the mistakes he made, and he admitted it. He admitted a lot of them, but that was one he did admit, guys, is we didn't get enough defensive linemen. We didn't recognize how much depth it took on the D-line in this conference. So that's a great sign, Jake, that, hey, we're going to go out and we're going to load the cupboard up with defensive linemen.
No, definitely. I mean, you know, as Tyler knows all too well, quarterback play gets all the headlines, all the adulation. But really, it starts up front on the offensive line, the defensive line. You know, if we can get the caliber of players who, you know, are – you know, just, you know, big-time Saturday and even Sunday players, you know, that's how you win this conference.
Well, you look at the Patriots this week, you know, obviously big headline game for the Patriots as they play, the Packers. And you look at who are the difference makers on the defensive line of the Patriots. You got 2 Arkansas guys, and then at one point you were a part of that crew too, but you had Trey Flowers and you have Wise, and I'm trying to remember the time period as that falls in the evolution of who recruited who, but were those Caldwell guys, were those guys who recruited Wise and Flowers both?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was Coach Caldwell.
Yeah.
You know, Trey was a freshman when I was a senior, and obviously a big contributor, so I think, yeah, I know Wise for sure, but I'm pretty sure Trey as well was a Caldwell recruit.
Yeah, I mean, that's enough of that Patriots. It's kind of fun, to if you're a Razorback fan, to watch them because you saw just how good Trey Flowers was in college, and then Dietrich Wise, who I wouldn't say he had a regression or anything like that, but just really didn't play his best year his senior season, to see what he's doing in the Patriots. Of course, anytime you're able to do well at the Patriots, it's always a good sign, too.
Subscribe to the show on iTunes. You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast.
Give is to Alex Collins straight up the middle, and Collins on the run. They won't catch him. Alex Collins is going to take it all the way to the house. Touchdown, Arkansas, 80 yards.
We'll find out why they're the best of the best when it comes to car dealers and pre-owned car dealers and new car dealerships. They won both awards this year in the best of the best. It's all at Harry Robinson Buick GMC, exit 11, off of I-540 in Fort Smith.
Fence Man Friday football picks. Call the Fence Man for all kinds of fences, controlled access, and custom iron projects. 479-782-3936. The Fence Man. We ain't afraid of no work.
All right, so just like we always do, of course, we're going to have Jake Beckett be our guest picker. Who needs Luke Bryan on College Game Day when we can have Jake Beckett as the guest picker here?
Lady
on
Gaga.
The
morning.
Yeah,
forget
don't need
that
noise.
We got Jake Beckett.
So,
Perry.
What's that?
Katy Perry. Wasn't there
Oh, yeah.
Trevor. Was it Trevor Knight?
Yeah,
Toby Keith was on there earlier this year.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah. I mean, they're getting creative with it, and so we got Jake Beckett on. So, okay, Ty, give us the standings update of what it's looking like right now.
Old man Tommy Kraft is ahead with 22 points.
Sir.
John, you're 3 points behind with 19. Tyler, you got 14, and the fence man's got 12 after 10 weeks of football.
Fence man, how you doing today?
I'm doing good, man.
Oh. What was that? Yeah, all right.
Yeah, we may have to.
We're ready for you this week.
Yeah, not safe for work here, folks. Yeah. On the Fenceman pick. So, all right. So, since Jake's going to be our guest picker here, we'll start with him and give us the first game tie.
The first game is Auburn at Georgia in Athens Stadium. Jake, Georgia is favored by 13.5 in this one.
I'm taking Georgia there. They looked pretty good last week, and I think Auburn was pretty lucky to win that game last Saturday.
There you have it. All right, Tyler, what are you going with?
You know, I got Georgia and the points. I'll take it. The spread, Georgia, obviously at home.
I got Georgia.
All right, Fence Man, who are you going to go with in this one?
I'll Deep South's oldest rival,
Georgia. Mm. Very confident in there. Yeah. Didn't even think
three
about it.
All right.
Three in a row for Georgia, Tommy.
Mm. You know, this is the Deep South's oldest rival. I think it's interesting that the Auburn AD came out and gave the vote of confidence to Gus Malzahn.
Thank goodness.
Prior to Georgia and Alabama showing up on their schedule here at the end of the year. I'll go with Georgia because it seems like they are preparing for a Georgia beatdown this week
all
with
right.
the way they're
Gotta
handling it.
Make some ground, John.
Yeah. I know. I'm making up some ground. Give me Auburn Tigers.
Yeah.
All right. Because, listen, if I can just go opposite of Tommy in every single game and get it right, then I think we'll make up some ground. But give me Auburn. Yeah. Try to find a way.
You could keep digging the hole.
I know. Hey, keep digging the hole or try to find a way to win. So that's for sure. So there you have it. All right, Ty, what's the next game?
All right, Nick Fitzgerald, Mississippi State, heading down to Alabama to take on Nick Saban's Crimson Tide. Saban squad favored by 23.5 in this one.
Fence man, who you got?
Alabama.
Hard to bet against the Crimson Tide right now. So, what about you, Jake Beckett?
I'm still taking Bama. I think they're verging on unstoppable right now.
Yeah, 23.5 points at home. If this was at Mississippi State, guys, I might be staying, with the cowbell. But I like Alabama at home. And that spread to an offense, 23.5 points. I got Alabama as well.
Tommy?
Oh, you're going to follow me all day. You want to see what I want to do.
Of course I'm going to. Yeah.
Oh,
I got to base it off of that.
Strategy here.
It's
all
about it, man.
Does Alabama have a letdown off the LSU game? I mean, we always talk about the hangover from playing Alabama. Does Alabama have some hangover from playing LSU?
That's the key question.
I'd say no. Give me Bama and we'll lead the points.
Ty, give me Mississippi State and the Bulldogs. I don't believe it.
He's taking the bait.
Somebody's got to go the other direction.
I'm about to say, we can't go chalk the whole way around. Well, I mean, we got to have some type of mix up here. But I got my strategy. I'm trying to gain some ground. All right, Ty, what's the next game?
All right, Clemson at Boston College. Clemson is favored by 19.5 on the road in this one.
Mm, see, that's a pretty good spread. Jake, who you got?
I'll take Boston College. They got College Game Day down there. I think that'll be a tough place to play. I know Clemson's just been destroying everyone, but I'll be the outlier and take BC.
I mean, how about Louisville last week? Clemson, Louisville.
Jeez.
It wasn't even close from the first snap. I mean, I think it was a 60-yard dash run.
Y'all's old ball coach on the hot seat, the hottest of hot seats.
We love us some Petrino, but my goodness. Things have fallen off the cart there, and not to get off of this Clemson BC game, but I got Boston College too in this one.
Okay.
I don't know, on the road, something sounds funny about this one. I like BC in this.
Okay, Fence Man,
I think Clemson's going to win, but I'm going to go with the guys and say BC.
Wow,
give me Boston.
So Boston College going with it, Tommy.
I'll go Clemson.
Man.
We'll see. I'm going to throw the bait out at you and see how what you really think here.
So you're going to go Clemson?
Yeah.
Okay. Give me Boston College. I'm going opposite. I'm putting all my chips on the table, going all in on this one. So I got to make up some ground, so give me Boston College. That's going to be a tough one. Okay, now here comes the bonus point, which has always been a big factor week in and week out.
Yeah, I think Tommy's won it the past 2 weeks.
Yeah, Tommy's actually had pretty good on the bonus points.
Did I go 4-for-4 last week?
I think so.
Huh.
See, but that's the problem is Tommy does this nonsensical Price is Right crap where he's like, oh, I'm going to go 1 point above the other person, or I'm just going to take the highest
bid. Maybe I'm just smart.
If it works, it works.
No, I can't be that. Can't be that. All right, so what is the bonus point?
It's the point the point margin between Arkansas and LSU.
Okay, so you don't have to say who wins or what, just the point margin of whoever wins between the two teams. So, all right, Fence Man, what do you think?
8 points.
8 points.
Ooh, got a close.
That is a good one. Okay. Okay. Jake, what about you?
I'm going to say 4.
4 points.
Wow.
Okay.
Who's the favorite here? Well, you got Arkansas minus 4 here, or I guess LSU
just
minus 4.
Point differential.
I know that, but I'm curious.
Put me on the spot. I think Arkansas is going to win outright.
Wow. Okay. Mm. You heard it here first, folks. Jake Beckett calling his shot. All right. Getting the victory. Tyler, what about you?
10-point ball game.
10-point. Wow, that's a lot lower than I thought it would be. Okay, guys. All right, let's get intro. Tom, you want me to go first?
Why not?
All right, because I know you're going to go
over. You played
from
behind.
Yeah. I know you're
going to
go.
I already know where I'm going.
Yeah, you're going to go higher than everybody.
I'm lowering my number right now as we speak.
You're going to go higher than everybody. All right, Ty, give me 24.
Ooh. Arkansas is going to win by 24?
Hey, John,
I'm not saying that.
You realize they didn't score a point last week.
Oh, I'm fully aware. But, Ed Orgeron is fantastic when he comes off of a loss, though. He hasn't been this way.
They had a cart and a horse.
I know. But this season and previous years under Ed Orgeron, they always do really well coming off of a big loss. So I think it's going to be the same way.
All right, so we got 4 and 8.
And 10.
And 10.
And 24 for me.
Ooh, I like something right in the middle there. Give me 12.
12 points. Wow, so you guys all think it's going to be a pretty close game.
I'm just playing strategy at this point.
Oh, all right.
I'm looking for anything between 12 and 24.
Man, so I can really cause some noise here if it goes anything above
12
24.
12 and 23, yeah.
Yeah, I can gain some ground.
It might
here,
be your only point.
Might be the only way I can do it. So, all right, Ty, give us a recap.
All right, so Jake, our guest picker, I'll start with his picks. He's going Georgia, Bama, Boston College, and Arkansas winning by 4 points tomorrow night. Tyler's sticking with Georgia, Bama, Boston College, and a 10-point loss for Arkansas. Fence Man, Georgia, Bama, Boston College, and the 8-point differential. John, Auburn, Mississippi State, Boston College, and Arkansas getting trampled by 24. Tommy's going Georgia, Bama, Clemson, and Arkansas losing by 12.
There you go. Does that sound good, guys? Lock it in?
Lock it in.
Lock it in. All right, there you have it. So, Jake Beck, you really appreciate you joining us this morning, man. I know you got to get out of here. It was a lot of fun having you on. I know a lot of Razorback fans always appreciate hearing from former Hogs. So, thank you for all your service. Thank you for coming on, man. And I'm sure we'll be catching up with you at some point in time later down the road.
Anytime, guys. It was a blast. Thanks for having me on.
Your number one source of local news and information you need.
You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast.